Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Previously on Royal Britannia.
Hello, boys.
This year, Mas, that we be looking for
in Barracuda Bay.
A masquerade ball.
An insider has acquired us
a blank invitation.
Welcome,
Jeff, Keth,
Milo,
and
Derek.
Who are you?
Lord Kyron.
We've invited you here
to be
the entertainment.
Blackout.
Three.
Clouds.
Britney.
Acid splash.
Bastard.
Round two.
Hands burst out of the ground.
Shocking grasping.
Nah.
Round three.
You can outrun me, but you can't outrun Britney.
Round four.
Grassy glade. Three trees in it.
Milo.
One of the trees.
Batters you.
Yeah.
And then Halfling went, fuck this shit, and ignited the world.
Round five. Stupid dragon.
Stop it.
It's already dead.
We could have our own dragon.
Yeah, why not?
Just take him up as high as you can to the ceiling.
Cast dispel magic.
A window
with a crowd of people standing behind it.
I cast fireball.
The window vaporizes. You're all in what appears to be a delightful wine bar.
Up the stairs, open the door and peek through.
You see quite a lot of people.
The ballroom. To cast fireball again, please.
You feel this surge of magical energy and then nothing happens.
So we can't use magic in that room under that chandelier. Because of whatever weird light it's putting out. Fucking guns it is.
From behind you. Many, many more of these bemasked people.
This has been fun time.
But I left you with
my brothers and sisters.
The ceiling begins to slide back when in pours silvery moonlight.
Ah.
All caught up? Good. Let's get back to the action. Last time we played. Oh, it was magical. It was so good. It was great, wasn't
was it?
What a choice of words.
Didn't look very magical.
It was great. Room. You got delivered and through a letter.
We were posted.
You were posted. Keth blew up a room.
But his HP increased.
Yes, it did.
He was fine.
He blew up a room.
And
nearly killed everyone again.
Produced a brown bear.
Produced a brown bear and threw it off a cliff.
Called it brown bear.
And then threw some trousers after it. And some empty wine bottles.
Yes. At a dragon calls.
You fly tipped a brown bear. And then after setting fire to a bar, you went out into the corridor, went up some stairs, avoided all the bric-a-brac that had been left on it,
mm-hmm.
and opened a door to find a room full of people, after which your gracious host said, thanks for coming. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then he came back and he said, oh, yes, actually. And then opened the sunroof. Except it's nighttime. So it's more of a moonroof.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pissed off. And that is where we pick up the action.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the anti-magic field. Auntie Magicfield.
That's a great suit.
She's married to Uncle Magicfield.
He's right.
All right.
Anti magic build.
Sorry, Carol. You've also got at will. I mean, who the fuck is he?
Yeah, that's true.
He's always getting shot at.
Kev's going to reach into Bob and grab Belindibus.
Okay, roll for Bob.
Have we rolled initiative?
No. Not yet.
Interesting.
Okay. That says few.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah.
And swap out Belinda.
Okay.
And put in Berthar.
Okay.
Two.
Perception check on the room when the moon roof opened. How are these people?
The room of mooning.
Are they just basking?
They're chilling. Chilling. Maxing, relaxing. Ain't too taxing.
Buff.
And they shooting some b-ball.
Outside of the school.
Okay.
Yeah? What are you doing?
Well, that sort of fell flat, didn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Nobody reacted.
Yeah. Do you want to split this last potion?
You're going to split it?
Can we split it? Yeah, I'll drink half a potion.
I guess.
Ooh. Wow, okay. Ooh. Weird.
It's not like a big bottle.
I know.
All right.
Shot each.
It's not like a 2 liter, you know.
White stripe.
Legal department's desperately like pulling case files off the case history, flicking through. There's nothing in here.
How does this work? Yeah, all right.
Here are those files. boxes.
Okay.
I might back pocket this for later, but we could.
I kind of really want to see this now.
You have a swig first and I'll finish it off.
Are you finishing off?
Whatever I can get my hands on.
All right.
Yeah?
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to drink a little bit of it and pass the rest of you.
On the left-hand side?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Jeff next, the rest of it?
Yeah.
So you had a sip?
You had a sip, and then you handed the rest of it to Jeff.
Exactly.
90-10, that's how he splits things.
Yeah.
Unless it's gold.
Yeah.
Then it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Or god items.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, then he takes 120%. Somehow.
What on earth happens here?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
You could kindly sort this out.
Well, I'll attempt to resolve this with a number of things. Well, this is, wasn't prepared for this one to go between more than one person, but fuck it. Why not? The great news is that had you drunk the whole thing, all of your spell slots would have been restored. Which would have been really good.
It would have been really good.
But as it stands, because you only drank 90% of it.
Half?
90% of it. You had a sip. You said, I have a sip.
All right.
A sip is not half.
A really big mouth.
Oh, go on. Oh. If you reckon that's half, I shall be distributing all the drinks from now on. And there's your half. And here's mine.
He's back in the corridor. Quick, get him.
Does it work the same with food as well? Do you want a split of pizza? You can have half. Here's one slice.
Yeah, wasn't that hungry anyway.
And here's my slice, 90% of the pizza. Anyway, so yeah, unfortunately, it would have restored all of your spell slots.
Yes.
But it doesn't.
No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Instead, it restores your lowest 3 spell slots.
Ooh, okay.
Can't argue with that.
And it restores your, Milo, your highest level spell slot. Just the one.
Yeah. Take that.
Whichever the one that is highest level and and has been used, that is the one that restores. And Jeff, your bottom 3 are restored.
Excellent.
Okay, well, I've got me 5th level back. So.
That works nicely.
That's good.
I've got a 2nd, 3rd, and 4th back.
But.
There's always a but. He's there.
Yeah, he's there. Yeah. Okay. So. Well. Okay. That's going to work out nicely for you.
What about the rest of us? Because the fireball worked out nicely for Kev.
Yeah.
Time.
I've got to do another wild magic thing here because there's 2 of them that have drunk it.
Oh, I thought you were going to roll and then split the number. And then
no. No, you're getting 2 different effects, my man.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So, Jeff. Yes.
The great news for you is that despite the fact that your health is not restored, for the next minute, you get a +2 bonus to your AC and immunity to magic missile as a spectral shield hovers in front of you.
Ooh.
Ooh.
+2 to
D. Yeah. Excellent. Which is grand.
Can be very handy.
You're welcome.
Have you got 12 AC now?
16.
Oh. No, I remember that's I was 16.
Sweet. Yeah,
and I'm immune to magic missile.
Yes, for the next minute.
So you could call him a bastard. It wouldn't matter.
Oh! Milo!
Yes?
Up to 3 creatures you choose within 30 feet of you take 4d10 lightning damage.
Fuck, yes. Then the nearest 3...
Buccaneers.
Buccaneers. All you, 3 of them.
You, and you.
The ones behind you.
Nearest 3 people in the ballroom.
We've got people.
Oh, no, we do have people behind us, don't we?
No. You are targeting the people in the ballroom.
People behind. Fuck it, you know what?
They've all just collapsed.
This will be a good test.
We've already tested.
This will be a good test of the chandelier in the moonlight.
Okay.
Let's see if it works and whether we do actually need to blow up the chandelier.
Okay.
All right, so 3 people, nearest 3, in the ballroom. It's wild magic.
Yeah.
It's just going to go off, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So
you're absolutely certain you want to target the people in the ballroom?
Yes.
Definitely?
Yeah.
Last chance?
Yes.
Okay.
It's what I originally said. I'm rolling with it.
Yeah.
No, fair enough.
That's fair. I mean, it's absolutely fair.
Yeah.
Don't let
anyone else persuade you otherwise.
Don't let people railroad you into a decision. I just want you to make your decision.
The three
nearest in the ballroom. Definitely in the ballroom, not behind you.
No, the ones in the ballroom that are changing into werewolves.
Are they?
Or are they?
Well,
no one said anything.
The bemasked people.
What's a werewolf?
The 3 bemasked people.
Bemasked people. I see. Okay.
In the ballroom.
The ones in the ballroom. Definitely.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
The ballroom where those many people are standing.
That ballroom. The ballroom, the one in front of you. Not some other ballroom.
That'd be really weird.
Listen to the ballroom.
Suddenly, like a wedding.
What happened to the groom?
Where's your brain god?
Drops a ballroom from the sky. It's more than £100, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's
one
expensive.
Bit at a time.
He's giving me, it's like one of those magazines that you buy. You get a little bit of a ballroom each week.
You have to assemble it yourself.
Yeah. Give me a couple of weeks, Milo, and you've got another ballroom you can shop.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
The good news is he's picking up dice.
I have picked up some dice. Ooh. Yeah, no, I did do that.
Yeah. He dropped them again as well.
I did, yeah. Yeah. Ooh.
Pretty cool.
Accounting.
Yep.
If I said 9, 7, 5, and 9.
18 plus 25, that would be 30. 20.
Pick a number.
20.
Right.
No, 30. It is 30.
Good God, pick a number, man.
2 9s. Yeah, 30. It's right.
30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Normally we do the numbers individually. I didn't expect to get unloaded 4 at me at the same time. Apologies.
Okay. So 30.
30.
Say?
Yep.
Okay. And. Okay. And what about 1?
Yeah.
4.
5.
7.
12.
9.
21.
Accounting department's drunk.
Yep.
21.
The customer's getting more demanding.
This is a really long and very specific lead up if it doesn't cause any damage whatsoever.
This is what it would have done.
You'll still be receiving the bill.
1.
Yep.
3.
4.
8.
12.
4.
16.
So, my.
Yeah.
You take a sip of this potion. And you feel magically rejuvenated. And then you feel a bit weird.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Am I going to fart?
And just as you're about to throw up, a burst of lightning breaks out of your mouth and charges towards the ballroom. And as it reaches the doorway threshold,
It passes right through and strikes three of these masked figures and deals 30, 21, and 16 damage to the three nearest figures.
See, nice. Even with all of that and my joke before, none of us were sure.
Yeah. The tension was amazing.
Yeah.
And it was a good way to find out if we can do magic in there.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Now roll initiative, all of you.
Yeah.
20, not natural.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Do
six.
I bring Bill in? Do I bring Bill in?
Well, there's no chance of peace here.
Can you bring your dragon?
Oh.
That's a sign. Yeah.
7.
Yes.
I haven't got enough counters for this. Has anyone got like 200 counters?
What?
Not on me.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, no. You'll just have to reduce it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just use some stand-in. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6.
I know what I'm
doing. He controls magic. Well, he was examining the lid off.
9.
Balcony.
10.
Catalyst
and I just rolled an unnatural 20 for instance.
10 of those. Well, each one of those can be 100. Each one of those can be like 10.
Yeah.
10. Okay. Ooh, so what, Okay. What do we got?
22.
22? That is excellent. Well done.
Average for me.
Yeah. Who's next? Keth?
Keth rolled a 1.
Oh, dear. What does that modify to?
Oh, 6.
6, okay.
Bill?
Yep.
Rolled a 22.
Goodness me! What's his modifier?
2.
Okay, I'm, that's going to go behind Derek.
Well done, Bill.
Cool.
And Bill's currently going second. Next?
That was a 14.
14. Yep.
20, not natural.
20, not natural. Goodness me. You rolled very poorly, Kev.
I couldn't have rolled any worse.
Yeah, I know.
That's the one time you don't... that's the probably the best time to roll a 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it...
Just
only
means
has,
you go last.
Just means you go later in the order. I'm just popping some where they roll.
What? Sorry, popping some what?
What? Popping bottles in the ice. Like a blizzard.
What's getting slizzard? That's the only other word I know.
Okay. So the yes, what are you doing, Derek? As these creatures on all sides start to creep towards you in a very menacing and slightly changeable manager?
Slightly changeable manager.
Just because of that. Who leaves because he's got a performance review to do. And then the rest of them start to creep towards you in a very changing manner.
Are they still human? Do they look human?
Roll.
Maybe.
What are you looking to?
Physical features.
Physical features. Roll perception.
Roll perception.
Oh, plus 3.
Plus 3.
You roll perception. No,
they look pretty humanoid.
Okay. They're starting to change and come towards us.
Change to what?
I have no fucking idea, but we need to get out of here and after that guy as quick as we can.
Where was he? Balcony?
Yeah, that's where I saw him.
You want to go?
Yeah. I'm going to hold my turn until Jeff can
go. Okay. Next up is some of these figures.
Really?
Yeah.
After,
why not?
Before Bill?
Yes.
What did Bill get?
22.
Bill got 22?
Yes.
I thought you got 22.
Yes.
So...
They got 22 as well, but they have a higher modifier.
Yes.
And a lower.
There we go.
Yeah, 12.
See, I knew that. It's the ladies and gentlemen now.
So, two of these things lunge towards.
We're pretty much huddled together.
Yeah,
we're in a doorway, aren't we?
This is
Jeff.
The worst possible place we can be.
That is not good.
Yeah. We'll say one of them goes to Jeff.
With attackers from both sides.
I'll not just drop it this time, I'll actually roll it. And Derek. That's one each.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, little cuddly furry friend each.
Oh, they're furry.
They are now. Oh, and these figures dive at you. And Jeff?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm aware.
Yeah, I don't
know if it's going to make any difference.
It might.
You don't know.
It might. So, does an 18 hit?
Yeah.
Oh, my. And...
that must have gone well.
How about a 6?
No.
Okay, good. So, just the one hit, then.
Just the one hit, really.
just the one hit, really. I need one of these. Not that one. I need this one. Yeah.
Brush your fingers, guys.
So you take 8 piercing damage as one bites you.
Okay.
That's a good trick of the jaw, Tom. Well done.
That was very good. Mm. Derek.
Yep. Are these creatures for the purposes of the Ring of Giants League?
Medium.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Verdammt.
Yes, I know. 14?
No.
Another 14?
Same answer.
You mean the second one didn't hit?
No.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately not, no.
Damn. You managed to shrug this one off.
Yeah.
Next up is Bill.
I'm a bit wolfy myself, so I can predict
okay.
There.
Bill will, because his master hasn't been attacked yet, he is going to whiz out of Keth's sleeve and try to bite the creature that just bit Jeff.
Okay, cool.
He's one of his
roll to hit.
Aww.
Yeah. Wait. 13.
13 does hit.
Oh, yes,
go on,
Bill.
Go on, Bill.
Finally, Bill.
So what a guy.
1 piercing damage.
Okay.
And 2.
Yeah.
3. 1. Sorry, I preempted the account.
3.
How does this dice work?
The bottom number, the one that's vertical, is.
And a 4.
All right.
Ooh, weird.
Okay.
So that's 7.
Plus the 1 of piercing damage.
So 7 poison damage.
And 1 piercing damage. Your Honor.
Okay, that is...
3 poison damage.
7 poison damage.
And a piercing.
No
piercing.
No.
No piercing.
Cool.
It's been such a long time since Bill has bitten anything. So...
That's very good.
Poison damage, does that have any like lasting effects?
No.
Or is it just like, it's just a type of damage.
It's just a type of damage.
Yeah, and if you're not good with it, you can do double damage. Again,
yeah, or really fuck you up.
I knew that.
Yeah.
It's for the ladies and gentlemen.
There is a state of being poisoned, but that's different to taking poison damage.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Again.
I mean, some would call it venom damage, but...
Yes.
For some reason...
That would be too confusing.
Some reason the creators of this game, whoever they were, just failed to understand the nuances of the difference between venom and poison.
Yeah.
Mm.
Bill's actually squirting it into their mouths.
Yeah. It's like, here, taste this.
Oh, no, it's poison.
It's only poison.
Spitting cobra flying?
Hmm.
He just goes to the werewolf or whatever.
Cool.
And spits in his face.
Right. Is that Bill's turn?
You can't do anything else.
Cool. Next up are some more werewolves.
So they are werewolves.
Yeah, they're definitely werewolves.
Not met a werewolf before.
No.
Oh, my God, Jeff. Thank fuck you didn't wear your cape of slow-mo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of them is going to try and attack Bill.
You can have a go.
Yeah, he's going to. He's going to have a go.
Do it then, you coward.
Okay. And the other one is going to attack her.
With Bill, though, because he
what?
Whizzed off. He'd bitten and whizzed.
Did it?
Did he?
Did I need to say
Did you that? Say that?
No, fair enough. Okay.
Fine.
So he just
words have power in this game.
Yeah, my bad.
You just said he flew over and bit him.
Yeah.
That is the words you said.
I did. I can't argue with that.
Ha okay.
This is a recording of this.
Yeah.
Does... A...
What, 7 plus? 11.
Does an 11 hit Bill?
No.
Ooh, oh, Bill's a slippery yeah. character.
He's a slippery mother.
Just like he said, you could try.
Does a 23 hit you?
Oh, fuck you.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
I'm happy that it hit Keth and Bill.
Yeah, oh, dear. You've got way more hit points.
Yes.
And does a...
What's a 9?
Does a...
Does a 13 hit you?
No.
I like how the accounting department has gone into silent.
Does a 9 plus 4 hit Bill? Sorry, does a 5 plus 4 hit Bill?
No.
It's a 9. I did the maths and then I added the modifier again.
Almost.
I was like, I know this number. 9 plus 4.
This is why we have departments, James. Mistakes happen.
So one hit.
One
hit on you.
One Keth.
One and none on Bill. Oh, what a time to be alive. For now.
For now.
Okay. This will be interesting. So, yes. We're going to roll some dice now. It's going to be 1d8.
Oh.
Okay. It's not very much. Seven piercing damage. Can you roll a constitution saving throw, please?
God.
This is what I was good about.
I should have been clearer, Jeff. The one that got you scratched, you didn't bite you.
6.
I said bite. I meant scratch.
That's fine. Words have power. Easy.
Yeah. It's what?
6.
6? Oh dear.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dear. Oh, very dearie dear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. Okay. Next up is...
You didn't tell me.
Next up's Jeff.
Why would you tell me?
Should we...
Yeah, to the balcony, guys.
Yes, please.
Anyone else want to come to the balcony?
Yippers. I've been waiting on you. That's why I deferred my turn.
Excellent. I would like to transport. Now I can do up to 5 creatures. So
there's 4 of you.
And Bill.
If Bill's separate. Yeah.
So I would like to take all 5 of us and bamf us to the balcony where we saw
the chap. Yeah, Lord Chiron. Yeah.
Lord Chiron.
Well, you do know his name.
We do know his name. We didn't necessarily know it.
Well, okay.
He clapped and everything and left. Like
he did.
He did do that.
Yeah, but we saw a cast that was saying things. So I don't know.
You can't just say that no one is who they say they are.
It's Vinny Colpardo.
Did he say the password?
No,
that's the password. No, it's Vinny Colpardo. Everyone is.
No aubergine sausages whatsoever. Okay, yeah, bath. All 5 of us.
Well, that's good because as you turn, when you look at, you turn to look over the balcony and you see the spot where you were, and it is a swarmed.
That was fucking close.
Are there doors to the balcony that we can close to the room?
Well, there's some doors leading off the balcony.
Yeah, we should go there.
We're on the balcony.
It's not like doors to the balcony from down below. It's a balcony.
No, I know, but like from.
It's not like got shutters.
From like the ballroom to the balcony.
Well, you don't know. You're on the balcony.
So we land on the balcony.
Yeah.
It's a balcony. I wouldn't think that there'd be in a fancy ballroom shutters to it.
No, he's asking if you psychically know if there's a door leading from the balcony to the ballroom.
Yeah, because I figured that if we were stood at the stairwell looking out to the balcony, we'd be going through the ballroom.
Yeah.
So then you'd see if there was a door or if it was just an arch or...
You might see a door leading to the balcony, leading to... You don't know where, and you might see a door leading from the balcony to you don't know where. But unless you've got a detailed schematic of the building,
we don't know what's between.
You've no idea what's connecting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was looking through the. I thought originally we were looking through the ballroom, and then there was a balcony to the side, which was had like a doorway, so we could see to the balcony outside.
No, the balcony's inside.
Yeah, it's like
So you could look down upon the dance floor.
It's not an exterior balcony.
Yeah, you know, like a box in an opera.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So yes,
he's not been standing outside and addressing you.
Well, yeah, I thought it was just like out on the veranda of the balcony, you know, beautiful backdrop and railings behind him, and he's got the beautiful ballroom in front of him, and his guests are all there.
No, it's a balcony overlooking the ballroom.
Okay,
he likes the fresh air.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I thought.
I was very confused what you were trying to describe.
Yeah, for the sunroof, moon roof. So he might like the fresh air. Okay, cool. We're on the balcony.
Bam,
you are. Let's hope werewolves can't climb.
Well, I'm sure they can, but it's bought us some time.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
We're not surrounded anymore.
Yeah,
that's true. I'm being.
Are you feeling, Ken?
The shit out.
Bathed in moonlight.
Well, I might find out.
Miles, how are you feeling?
Fine.
Yeah. Good.
Be my turn.
Okay.
After Jeff's.
Yeah, sure. Why the hell not, eh?
I would like to cast. Did any of us characters wise pick up on? Sort of wobbliness, or
was he wobbly?
It looks normal.
It looks fine.
Okay, cool.
It looks fine.
I would have thought passive perception wise, we would know that he would have been.
Obviously, we knew he got attacked.
Attacked.
But
we
don't know.
And
yeah. There's no reason.
Okay, cool. Scratched
me, then I won't do the thing.
Yeah. But we wouldn't know the effects.
Sure. No.
Then I won't
there's
do the thing.
No effects of said thing.
What thing?
Exactly.
The attack.
Exactly.
He's been attacked before.
Yeah.
Maybe just bitten.
So I would like to say to Milo.
Yeah.
Sort that lot out, will you? A lot of that hair burns, and it's quite painful. I should know. I was a wolf for a while.
And got burned.
And got burned. And I would like to move ahead to check out this door.
Okay. You do that.
Is there just the one door on the balcony?
Just the one door, yes.
Just have a look at it.
Just the one door, actually.
Quick TC.
Hag.
Quick TC.
Yeah, all right.
Plus five.
You can't see any traps.
Open the door.
You open the door.
What's on the other side?
A corridor.
With stairs or?
No, just a corridor.
Come on, lads. Out of the corridor and into the corridor. That's what they always say. And I will not go through it, but I'm going to wait and keep watch if anything comes up that corridor to try and fuck us up. And if anything does come up that corridor, and I think it's fair to say this, I'm going to assume it's hostile. So I would like to prepare my action to attack with banger, if anything.
That's fair.
That
I think that's yeah. a fair action.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's a fair assumption to assume in this castle full of werewolves that anything that isn't you
is hostile.
Is hostile.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, it's not unfair to assume that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, no, that's my turn.
Okay.
Is it my go next or is it
no.
more? No. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Two werewolves scale the balcony.
Of course they do.
And jump over the balustrade.
It's all getting a bit exciting, isn't it? Well, you can stop getting distracted by all of that nonsense for now, because now it's time for some calm. Perhaps a little more sophistication even. Yes, you've guessed it. It's your time for your moment with the Dungeon Master. It's absolutely brilliant to, well, be having you up here on deck with us once again. I'm absolutely delighted that you've decided to leap aboard and join in with the maritime mayhem that is Roll Britannia. Without you and your amazing support, we would have caught a solid right hook to the jaw from the heavyweight boxer of podcast obscurity a long time ago. So, from all of us here in the Roll Britannia crew, thank you so much for being here. Okay, then. Come on, James, you can do this. Pedro!
Shout out time, boy!
Excellent! Almost on time, as usual! Well, you're looking more chipper than usual, boy. You spent the night with that Lady Hawk again. Wow, fair play, Pedro. Yes. I thought you two had broken up. Oh, just don't break her heart again. You do remember that she literally nearly ate you last time. I'm just looking out for you, boy. Now, just give me the scroll and be gone! You feathery Casanova, you. Oh, I just don't know how we managed to pull these things off. Anyway, this week's shout-out goes to Cameron Edwards, who commented on one of our Facebook posts. Thank you so much for jumping in, Cameron. We thought it was hilarious. Now, if you want a shout-out just like Cameron, then getting one is as easy as Jeff awkwardly flirting. Very simply, just search for us on the seven C's of social media, or whichever particular corner of social media you hang out in, whether it be Twitter or X, Facebook, Instagram, Blue Skies, Threads, Mastodon, it's no problem, we're on all of them. We also have a very active Discord server too, where there are loads of like-minded people just like you chatting all things D&D and Roll Britannia. However, a simple like on a post won't cut through, you will need to get creative if you want one of those sought-after shout-outs. So, post a photo of you with the latest purchase from the official Roll Britannia merch store, send us an idea for an NPC you'd love to see in the show, or simply cruise on in for a cosy chat in our Discord. We don't mind, just as long as you get involved. Wait, what's that on the horizon? It looks like some ships. It's a fleet of sponsorships.
Hey there, adventurers. Are you on the quest for a perfect dice set? Or perhaps a handcrafted dice box that's as unique as your character? Well, look no further than Tabletop Dominion. Based in the UK, Tabletop Dominion is your one-stop shop for all things tabletop gaming. offering a wide range of high-quality polyhedral dice and artisan gaming accessories. From sharp-edge resin and liquid-core dice sets to handcrafted dice boxes made from exotic woods, Tabletop Dominion has everything you need to elevate your gaming experience. And here's the best part. Now you can use promo code ROLLBRIT for 10% off your order. So join us and the Dominion today and embark on your next adventure with Tabletop Dominion by your side. Visit tabletopdominion.com with promo code ROLLBRIT and get 10% off your order. That's ROLLBRIT for 10% off your order at tabletopdominion.com. Tabletop Dominion, let the games begin.
Now, if you're really enjoying all things Roll Britannia and, well, you fancy doing something really, really nice for the show, then why not give us a lovely 5-star review? Whichever way you choose to listen to our ocean-going oddness that is the world of Roll Britannia, whether that be Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, Podgerama, Podchaser, wherever, there will be a place very nearby where you'll be able to leave that lovely review very easily indeed. And, well, it helps our podcast grow and helps more lovely people just like you to discover the show. And we'd really, really appreciate it, of course. Now, before you leg it out of here, make sure you press that very, very important subscribe button. Then you won't miss out on the latest episode releases and you won't find yourself having to scrum out the Valkyrie's Brig, especially after Keth's been in there. Well, I think that's quite enough wisdom from me for this week. Pedro's looking far too smug for my liking, and I've got an entire world to run. Anyway, and you need to get back into the action too, so go on, get back in there. Go!
And charge at... Milo.
Wonderful.
And towards Derek in the doorway. From behind.
But they have to get through these guys first.
Well, they will probably receive an attack of opportunity.
Cool.
But he's running at you. And so, Milo.
Yeah.
Oh! I'm guessing a natural 20 is going to hit.
No. Oh, shit.
How about a natural 17?
Yeah, both do.
Oh, dear. Okay.
By the way, if any of this adds up to any more than 43,
yeah,
you can kiss my ass goodbye.
All right, then.
And so, I don't have got a chance to do what I wanted to do.
The figure that has climbed over looks less hairy than the ones downstairs, largely because climbing is much easier in monkey form than it is in wolf form.
Fair.
Ah. Oh, they can go to monkeys.
Ah, monkeys is there.
Well, all we know is that you're
it's an orangutan.
Furry, so they could be monkeys.
Jeff. would you like me to describe human anatomy to you?
Am I a monkey?
Yes.
A cheeky monkey?
Yes. You're a cheeky monkey who keeps sitting too far from his microphone.
I'll say something relevant. I'll leave forward.
Thank you.
I am so dead.
Are you?
In the game or in real life?
I'm so dead. You've got three times the health I've got.
You've got spells, have you? Oh no, you've literally. Have you got any reactions or anything like that?
You got health.
43?
Yeah.
It didn't do that.
I don't do that much damage.
It didn't do that much damage.
What are you worried about? It did like 8 damage to Keth.
Yeah, but you just rolled a nat 20.
I mean, I did do that. But it's 1d8.
Because there's loads of them. If they were all did stupid damage,
oh, you'd be crazy.
We'd die. We'd so, be already
dead. Oh, you'd be obliterated.
Yeah.
There'd be loads of them.
So the way that this usually works is if there's one big thing, it does big damage. If there's lots of them, they tend not to do much damage.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a but sort of persistent.
It adds up. And if you get caught between them,
like
we were
25
in that doorway.
Or 20. Yeah, that was a bad place
they're
to be.
They're just going to bounce you back and forth.
Yeah, that was a really bad place to be.
Tom and I were saying it's literally the worst possible place we could be.
Small space, enemies, lots of on both sides.
Yeah. Yeah.
No visible escape route unless you can go bamf.
Which I'm very glad that you've got your spell slots back for.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at it. I had to use a level 7 one to do that because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to do it. But I can use higher level spell slots to do a lower level spell for no additional benefit.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
I had to use
you
the highest,
spend it.
The one that I had left that was above all that.
Have you used Edward Teacher's ring? You did,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, once per day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it day or long rest?
It's once per day.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So at like midnight, I might be able to get another
one. Maybe.
What time is it?
Ooh. So we just wait here.
11:59, maybe.
Oh, 10 rounds of combat.
When I suddenly feel less buff.
That is 10 rounds of combat.
Yeah, I know, right? cool, okay. So, yeah. Milo.
Yeah.
This figure is going to chuck a spear at you.
Oh. Oh, my.
I know.
Pulled that from his arse.
No, he pulled it from the suits of armor at the side of the room.
Oh, fair.
It's a posh place.
Yeah.
There's weapons about.
Picking up bells, cats. There's loads of stuff on the stairs.
Yeah. You think they ain't
clatter, clatter, clatter.
Clang, clang, clang.
How we didn't hear
smash, bang.
Whole group of people coming up those stairs. How we didn't hear them.
They're very sneaky. Yeah. They knew where everything
I don't know why I'm rolling that one. I
it's Dester.
I need a D...
8. 6.
Oh, man, it's fine. That was only 4 piercing damage, but there was two. I rolled a 2 plus 2, so it's actually 6 because it was a double.
All right.
Yeah, natural 20.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't double the modifier, it's just the roll. You didn't take 6 piercing damage. What are you worried about?
Me?
Now the other one.
Yeah.
It's going to throw another one because okay. Spears everywhere, apparently.
Because spears.
Because spears. And that's another 6.
Oh, damn you, Brittany.
12 total.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
That, oh, I'm dead. Takes 12 damage.
Yeah, you say that's fine. That would have killed me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's levels of
perspective. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I wouldn't have killed you. But knocked you out.
No, I'm saying just from Milo's point of view, if he's concerned by having 43 hit points, there's definitely worse situations to be in.
Yeah. And look at it the right way. If it had knocked you out and then it had tried to attack you again, you got out of there.
I'd be somewhere.
That is true.
I'd be somewhere. Yeah.
And Derek might be able to hunt you down.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll fucking find you.
if he sussed out what your smell was.
Yeah, I did. Apparently I know, but who knows?
Yeah.
Only my nose.
And Derek.
Yes?
This other figure has picked up a spear and come charging towards you. But the great news is he runs past literally all of these guys, so they all get an opportunity attack.
You want to go first?
Yes. Yes, you may. In fact, no. Fuck you. They can go first.
Yeah.
They want to play too.
Yeah, Milo almost died.
He's more than welcome.
No. You can go first.
Okay. I am going to...
defer my turn. Terms ago, you can't. Not on a
Can I slash him with my lightsaber?
You can roll to hit.
Slash. Sizzly slash.
Sizzly slash it.
That's a 15.
A 15 hits.
There you go.
Thank you.
Some information.
Glad you did it, yeah.
Let's
roll damage. Slash.
It's 1d8, wasn't it?
Yes.
And
1d6 radiant.
Do the 6 first.
Yes, please do. Just roll them.
Two.
Werewolves in monkey form.
Yeah. 2 and an 8.
Yep.
That 10.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, Tom and I aren't sure about something.
Sorry, was the 8 the radiant? No, it can't
8
be.
8 for slashing.
6 for...
radiant.
2 for radiant. Yeah. Okay. 2 damage, yes?
Tom and I aren't sure about something, because there was banter about this. Mm-hmm. Is one of them in a monkey form?
When you say monkey, you mean human.
Okay, cool.
I was just making the point that...
that we are monkeys.
We are monkeys and better at climbing than dogs.
That makes total sense. I just
because you
make
rarely
sure.
See dogs in trees.
depends if there's a hurricane.
You sometimes see goats in trees, rarely dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. It's just that obviously they're
sorry. They're
turning into animals.
I was being metaphorical.
Yeah. No problem.
So 15 hits when it's a human.
Yes.
Annoyed. Yeah, but there was no slashing damage done. Just radiant.
Just radiant. Ooh. No.
Radiant.
No.
Or is it the other
this one? A magical weapon?
Yeah. Is
Yeah.
Lights.
It's a magical weapon.
So 10 damage.
Okay.
Okay. Jeff, would you like to go have a go?
This is bullshit.
I'm just picturing it that you're closest to me.
Yeah.
And he's running through there.
He's got to run.
And also, you're going to vaporize it, so.
No, I won't. Yeah, I will.
Red mist incoming.
You're the last word in last words.
You vaporize everything else.
I suppose. I'm going to use shocking grasp just as it comes back, because it's just touched. So
okay.
It's past.
Just to gently caress it on the way past. Go on.
Could you say, can I shock you as you do it?
Just wait for him to pass and go, shocking.
Can I shock you? So I'm just going to make a melee spell attack.
Melee.
It's melee.
He really zapped past, didn't he?
Does a 25 hit?
Yes.
Cool. Three.
Go.
Accounting?
Oh, yeah.
That was me. That's just 5 lightning damage.
You need an intern.
Okay, you do that. It's taken 10 damage. It's taken 15 damage so far.
Not from just...
No, in total.
Taken 15 damage.
Yeah, cool. Now, Ken, what would you like to do?
What's going on behind me? I'm looking in the other direction.
Is there anything coming from that direction?
Is there anything coming from that?
Not your turn yet.
Keth will... fire Brittany at it.
Okay. Tell me about Brittany. Brittany is an arcane pistol, yeah?
Magical weapon.
Yes.
Which I believe is... You scored hits with your magical weapons, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes. We'll find out in a moment.
All right. No.
No.
To 21?
A 21 hits.
That was low
that's
for you.
That's suspense. I was like...
I know.
That's low for you, Tom.
It was very low.
6 points of piercing, 2 points of fire.
2 points of fire damage is there.
Mm.
So 2 points of damage.
Ooh. Interesting.
Even though the weapon is magical.
Yes, but...
The round is
the
conventional.
The damage that is done is...
The only magic.
Bits of metal and magic damage. The sword is entirely magical.
That's what I mean. It's a mix, isn't it?
Yeah.
The weapon is a mix.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
If I had money make at him, is that magical? Or is that like?
I would argue that
is a god item.
A god item, but
the damage it does.
Damage it done is mundane damage.
I think it's pretty impressive.
It looks cool.
It arguably is still just a lump of metal.
It just comes back to you. That's the sort of magical element.
Mm. And gives you gold.
And gives gold. So it's
in much the same way that the green flame blade and flame blade are magical. Weapons. The blue flame blade is a magical weapon.
It's a magical item, but it doesn't do magical damage.
Yeah.
It has magical abilities like giving you gold and coming back to you. But the damage it does is just
slashing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it took 2 fires because
it certainly did.
Magical. Okay.
Yes.
Attack of opportunity then
is an attack.
And does that mean I get 2?
If your attack action is to do 2 attacks, yes.
Oh, sweet. Just to be sure.
Do it again.
I will.
Go.
Oh, well, really low. 18.
Yeah,
rolled a 4.
That is. Rolled a 4 and got an 18.
Okay. 5 piercing. And then 4 fires.
Ooh, 4 fires. Mm. Ooh, he's a very unhappy looking human.
Mm.
Quote unquote.
Mm.
Not monk.
So how did that actually
look?
How does that actually look like? Because
it hit him.
No, I mean, in this last little sequence.
So what's happened is he jumped over.
Yep.
As completely nude. Because they've turned human again.
Okay, yeah.
But it is an orgy.
They're nude.
I thought it was.
And here's the fun bit. Mm. When werewolves change, they lose all their clothes and possessions.
Hmm.
Okay, well, okay, cool.
They fall off.
Oh, no.
Oh no.
Oh
my
no.
So off
he's again. Completely nude. And so is the other one, by the way. And they've both gone to separate suits of armor at the sides. And one of them's picked up spears and lobbed them at Milo twice. Left hand, right hand. Ambidextrous. Mm-hmm. And this other one has gone over, picked up a spear and gone, fuck that shit. Charged and got slashed with a gun axe. Shocked. By Jeff's gentle caress.
Slashed with a
most
with a
magic sword.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't. Yeah, it was a magical sword. That was it.
Yeah.
Slashed with a lightsaber.
What?
Sorry.
Get legal.
Legal jump straight in there. Copyright issues here.
I got Mickey Mouse on the phone.
Shut up, Mickey.
What the hell are you? I can't even do the voice. I can't even do the voice.
Legal. Can we fact check legal?
Yeah. Shocked by Jeff's loving caress.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then as he passes Keth, Keth pulls out a gun and goes, blam, blam.
Yep.
And two fiery burn marks appear on the thing.
So what if...
as all the other pellets enter and then eject themselves again.
Oh. Yeah.
No, that was with Brittany as well, so that's just two pistol shots. Yeah. Well, my question was, just in that mechanic there, so what if we had felled him with the opportunity attacks as he ran past us all to get Derek to hurt him?
I wouldn't take the hit that I'm about to take.
Yeah, that would have been what happens.
Sweet.
If you kill something, it doesn't then go on to complete its action.
Unless it's a zombie.
Well, it might do that, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, sweet.
We understand how death works?
No. For some reason, I thought you'd already rolled to hit Derek and rolled your damage.
No.
Because it was a very long time.
No. That's
resolution. He's charging towards me.
No, but he is about to do that.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah?
And I technically can't see him.
No, he is coming from behind you.
Three opportunity attacks, and we didn't fucking...
Yeah. I'm guessing neither of these are going to hit a 14 or a 7.
No.
So he misses. Dude. He charges behind. Oh, it's probably advantage, though.
I can't see him, so.
Yeah. A 12 or a 15?
No.
So he has 4 stabs at the job, but he's just so like, from having been attacked by 3 different people on the way. He sort of stumbles and goes, with jabbing wildly at this dwarven figure. Nice. And you're just standing there, pistol raised, whoom, 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 as spears just sort of fly out.
Like Derek's looking down the hallway and he looks right and he just goes, whoom,
yeah.
And he looks left, whoom.
What?
You just sort of lean to scratch yourself there and it just goes, whoa.
Oh, did I drop that coin?
It bounced out.
Yeah.
It would have hit me, but it went the extra 2 inches.
Yeah. Yeah.
3 inches or whatever.
What's that? What? Yeah, so that happens.
I bent down to tie my lace.
So, Milo, it's your turn. What are we doing?
I'm going to walk to the edge of balcony.
Yep.
And I'm going to cast Fireball.
Okay.
Down below.
That's good.
How high is the balcony?
About 2 totally floors up?
You said about 3 floors? Feet, 3 floors.
About 3 floors up.
Feet. It's only 3 feet off the ground.
32 foot
up. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Well, give or take. Yeah.
Okay, so furthest point away that I can sort of see, but still sort of a little bit close to the center of the room, but further enough from the balcony that it won't hurt us.
Right.
I'm going to cast Fireball.
Right.
Down below at all the things that are there.
Okay, what's the radius on Fireball?
20 foot sphere.
So if you put it right in them, it would be 12 feet too far away to reach you, even if it was right below you.
I don't know how big the ballroom is. I'm just trying to be safe.
No, but you're 32 feet up.
Yeah,
we just said that.
You'll be okay.
No, 12 foot. I'll put it right in the middle of all of them.
Yeah, do it.
Fuck it.
Go fucking mental.
Yeah.
Have them.
They are.
Smack. I've given smack them up, mate.
I've given them a good viewpoint.
I'm going to cast it at 5th level then.
Do it. Oh, go fucking wild.
10d6.
All right. Get rolling.
Do you need any?
I'll take a break.
They are chips, though.
Yeah, they might be cursed.
I don't play with those.
Oh, that's what I've been getting ones.
Well, it clearly doesn't work, because I've got a video of me playing with James's dice last night, and that hasn't made him any difference.
Oh.
Now, to be fair, I have rolled fewer natural 20s.
This is true.
Thank you.
When you say you were playing with James's dice.
Yeah.
It's fluffy dice.
Part of the video, it does disappear. I'm not telling you where it goes, but it comes back.
Oh. That's
go on.
Two.
Yep.
Accounting.
Yeah.
Two.
Yep.
I can do that one.
Another two.
It's four.
A one.
Five.
Mm-hmm. Another one.
Mm-hmm. Six.
Three.
Eight, nine.
Whose dice are these?
A two.
11.
Roll better.
Four. 15.
A 6.
21.
A 6.
27.
Another 6.
33.
Were the last three your dice and the ones before that Chip's dice?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Roll your dice again and discard all of Chip's. They're clearly cursed.
Wow. Shall I?
Yes.
The proper
sack Chip's ones off the shit.
10d6 for 30.
You can't do 10d6 and roll 30. No, don't be really. Roll it again, but get. Don't. If you have to roll your dice twice, I don't care. Back. Chip's are clearly cursed.
Mine are okay. Do yours.
I can't believe it.
You watch. All be ones now. 6.
Much better.
I can start with that one, yeah.
A 3.
9.
A 1.
10.
A 3.
13.
I'm going to roll this one again.
How did one of Chip's
dice get back
in there?
5.
18.
How many have I rolled now?
That was 4 you've rolled.
A 3.
21.
A 5.
26.
A 6.
32.
A 3.
35.
A 6.
41.
A 3.
44.
Much better.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep rolling that one.
Just don't roll Chip's dice. Why are you borrowing dice off him? He rolls terribly.
Don't have any of your dice tray again. Don't touch one of your dice. Spread to your dice.
Why would you do such a thing?
That's why that one's infected.
Yeah.
It needs to be separate. Go into isolation.
32 from 10
d6. Take that d6 and put it in isolation for a while.
Bye-bye.
That's it. It was all this dice. Oh, man.
Insane. So 40 how much?
44.
Cool.
But I do believe there's probably a dex save involved.
Okay.
I can't remember.
I can't roll that many dex saves. That's like 300 dex saves.
Well, we'll just do that damage and split it then.
Don't split it. Don't split it. They all take it.
Everybody. Yeah,
every single one takes 44 damage.
Look, they all take like 0.4 of a point of damage.
Everyone gets mildly hurt, yes.
So it was like cigarette burp.
Well, that was all a pile of, trash anyway. I didn't roll anything over a 5 there, so just see if I roll anything better this way. I'm gonna roll 10.
Do you want some dice?
No. I'm gonna roll 10, and if none of them roll over a 5, that's 100. I'm gonna go each 10 is 10% of them.
Okay.
10. I did roll over a 5. What's the save?
15.
I didn't roll over a 15. hold on. What's the save?
15.
What is it?
Dex.
One
on,
of the
legal check.
One of them rolled a 15.
Goes to the runner.
With the modifier.
Goes to the runner.
So
you make it or you don't make it.
So
he doesn't save.
None of them save. Yeah.
So 100% of them.
Oh, cool.
Take that damage.
Dead. No, maybe not. But.
No, but fucked up.
Yeah, I was going to say 44 damage off them.
Fucking nice.
Gotta be decent.
Nice.
That is very decent.
Yeah. Fantastic.
100% of the things in that range. And I would say that is probably close to half of them.
And now if I ever had a dragon energy, I could do that another 2 times.
Oh, if you had the spell slots.
You could do it another 3 times.
Fucking
Dragon energy gives you 3 actions.
Oh, it does do that.
On top of your existing actions. That's what.
So I could do that 4 times if I was in a good position.
If you had spell slots, yeah.
I do.
Well, you have your bonus action. Bonus action can be drink a dragon energy.
I think my only bonus action is...
No. Your bonus action can be drink a dragon energy. It's not a specialised...
Oh, is it not?
Bonus action.
I thought he had a specialised bonus action.
No, it's a small thing. It's a little thing you can do.
Yeah. So drinking a health potion would be a bonus action.
Yeah. Well. So you can drink a potion as an action, as a bonus action.
Me as well?
Yes, anyone can.
Oh.
That's part of your movement economy. Oh, your action economy is like... Have you not read the rules at all? Of course you haven't. That's what this whole podcast is.
Yeah. No, you told me I wasn't allowed.
Just to put I don't know how way. To play.
Just to put it this way. If you drink the potion yourself, it's a bonus action. If you gave the potion to him to drink, that would be your entire action.
Yeah, because that takes a lot longer to do.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
But there's not like, I couldn't do other things other than like your basic, I'm going to put a hat on, drink a drink, things like that.
Yeah, it's so small things to do. Yeah. Kind
of. Right, okay. So I couldn't like have another attack.
No.
No.
As a bonus.
But you could if you drank a dragon
energy.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Unless you have specialized... Bonus actions that are attacks.
Right, okay. I thought that's what Milo has, but he gets that as well as the additional, I can drink a drink, I can do that. Okay.
But it uses the same part.
Same part. Yeah. Right, well, I'm with you.
If you have a dragon energy, you can drink it.
I don't physically possess one.
No.
But, you know, speech is a free action, right?
Speech is a free action, yes.
So I could probably... It's entirely up to Keth.
Is it Bobby wants? They are dear.
Do you have a spare?
I do have a spare. Is it going to be worth it?
I think it might be. I can do it another once.
Action economy. So,
two.
You're asking him for the dragon energy.
It has to be
three times.
You're asking him for the dragon energy.
He can't give it to you till his turn.
I know.
On his turn, you could do it on your next turn.
Yeah.
The great news is his turn next.
That's convenient.
Can you delay your bonus action?
No.
But then again, I would like Keth to potentially obliterate whatever is on the balcony first.
Plus, they're both a bomb, aren't they?
No, one's in my pocket.
Oh, nice.
Because the thing went out and one's involved.
Thinking as not your DM, I would say that in this particular situation, I think Milo might have the upper hand in doing damage.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So a dragon energy would go further in Milo than it would in Keth right now.
Mm.
If he's got the spell slots to do that.
I do have the opportunity to do three more fireballs.
I'm not saying what to do. Just saying.
So you asked.
Those are the facts.
It's now Keth's turn.
Let's see what happens. Keth's turn.
One.
Two. What's. We didn't actually kill that.
Four. Four more fireballs. Nope. Sorry. I can do it four more times.
At a lower level than level five.
I can do one more at level five.
There you go.
And I can do one at level seven.
Oh my God.
And I can do one at level six.
Jesus Christ.
And I can do one at level four.
But you've only got three actions. With the dragon energy.
Yeah. So he could
but
have.
I have
plus
a,
his action.
Plus my action.
Yeah. Your dragon energy.
He's just going to nuke this
extra.
Place.
Three extra
doesn't use
actions.
Yep.
Cool.
That's what your dragon energy is. Get three extra actions.
Fuck it. Yeah.
Should I potter over and grab one? I won't want to disappoint the ladies and gentlemen at home.
I mean, depends if Kath gives you one.
It really depends if he gives you one.
I can do is. He said it takes my whole action to give it to him. So I want me to.
Yeah, it would be your action to...
There'd be no fighting from Keth on the balcony.
Well, you have a bonus action.
But that'd be getting out.
You could...
No, your action would be to give him the thing.
Yeah, which means I can't do anything else.
But could you give it me on your bonus action?
No.
If you've got it to hand, it will just be your action. If it's in Bob, it'll be a bonus action to get it out of Bob, and then your action to give it to him.
Keth has one in his pocket.
That's fine.
But then, what I mean is...
Yeah, I know what you're
If I do this, I can't fight anybody.
Do you not have a bonus action that you can attack with?
No.
Then that's fine.
Yeah.
Just checking. Cool.
Because I can't do... the only thing you possibly think of that is like two-handed fighting.
No, I think that's... If you make an attack action, you can do it again with a bonus action.
Is, this whole action would be... I mean, the only thing I'd do is a bonus...
You don't have to give him the thing.
I'm just so you guys aware, if you don't want me to fight anything and just go... Here's a can.
It's you're cool, man. Do you want to fight or do you want to give? He said, "I've done this amazing thing with the thing."
We've all just seen him explode a shit ton of.
And he's gone. I could do with a dragon energy drink. What you do is now your call.
What's going on back there?
Derek's just standing, looking down this corridor, and in the background, you just see. Boom, big plume of fire. Just
will he sort of see? Because
it'll light up.
Light
orange.
Up the corridor.
There's some. Fucky magic in here.
There's nothing else I can do as a bonus. I'm just trying to use as much.
It's fine.
I understand what you. I want you to kill the thing in the corridor that's with us. Well, the balcony with us. But again, I can literally possibly obliterate everything that's below.
I'm
and
fine.
The room.
I'm just this little moment with a bonus. I might not want to waste. I could maybe do something to help in our current lils. Situation, but
yeah, you have still got two of them up there with you.
That's what I mean. So, there's nothing
I am not. I mean, Milo can just take turns and just wait for his turn every time around and just keep blasting them. It's up to you. Mm. He could keep shooting little rockets, or he can drop a thermonuclear warhead down there. I'm guessing
there's nothing I have.
I'm gonna need a lot of D6s.
Yeah, you are. Just use yours, don't use just
all this stuff is involved.
We might be sometime.
That's fine. We can eat pizza while you roll.
we'll take a break.
Ability stuff.
Not far away from it as well.
In your own time.
I've already used my action surge, so I can't do that.
Okay.
No, so your choice is fight or give him...
I'll give him the dragon energy drink. But then move.
Thank you.
Okay. Get a better view of the explosions.
Yeah, really. Move towards the edge of the balcony and watch the fire.
Cool. I like that.
Can I ready an action? Is that something I can do now? So if something else pops over, I can just blast it straight?
No, because readying an action uses your action. Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Sweet.
That is effectively you're saying, I'm going to do this. This is my action, but I won't do it until. Mm. Yeah.
Lovely job.
Remember, cool guys don't look at explosions. They just turn and walk away.
Derek didn't look at the explosion.
Still hasn't.
No.
What explosion?
So just to summarise what has happened here. So the scene is thus. You were surrounded by very clearly werewolves. And some of them attacked you. One of them bit Keth.
Yeah.
You went, fuck this shit, and bamfed up to the balcony. Whereupon they swarmed to where you were, and you weren't. So they started swarming back towards the balcony. And Derek went, I'm going to the door to protect us. Off he popped. Yep. Two werewolves in humanoid form clambered over, completely nude.
I wouldn't want anybody to sneak up behind us, lads. Don't worry, I've got this.
Not with their cocks out.
Yeah, climbed up completely nude. And one of them chucked a couple of spears at Milo. The other one went, I'm getting that dwarf, kid. And grabbed a spear from another suit of armor and charged past all of you, whereupon you set upon it. And
oh, a penny.
it then got to Derek, having been wounded, and failed to hit him effectively four times because he had advantage on two attacks. Somehow catastrophically failed. He's now stood there like a complete loon. Milo went, I've got a solution to this, strolled over to the balcony, blasted a fireball right into the center mass of this crowd of werewolves, and went, I could do more of this. Keth, energy drink me. Holds out his hand. Keth went, looked at the two werewolves up there with him and went, I'm outmatched here. Chucks a dragon energy in Milo's direction, who catches it in his open hand. And we wait for the incoming apocalypse.
Oh, amidst the ballroom, weapons, they switch. Milo and Jaff share a potion with a magical twitch. Spectral shield and wild surges, the battle's begun. Werewolves approach under the moon and not the sun. Bill takes a bite while Kath feels a sting. To the balcony they scatter as werewolves bring the zing. Derek's stealthy moves and Milo's fireball might illuminate the room, setting foes alight. With energy drinks and tactics, they prepare for the fight. Facing an apocalypse, will they survive the night? What's next for our heroes in this grand panorama? Well, I guess you'll find out next time on Roll Britannia!
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall, I was trying to figure it out, on my kitchen wall, with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy's came from.
Go on.
Keth will just swallow it all.
Like a good boy.
And if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.